suits. They
that's a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I tagged her in the park. I couldn't believe this shit.
I told y'all. I don't know why y'all be thinking.
So people go on vacations and share bathing suits.
And
then trade crabs.
That's crazy.
Women share bathing suits.
That's crazy.
I didn't believe it either.
Listen to me. If it's a brand new bathing suit, I'm going to give it to you and that's yours. You can have it. But I ain't giving you something I wore before. Or I don't want something from you that you wore before.
Or that you're going to take back. That like, too. Yeah, you could wear it and then give it back to me because it's mine. Like, that's crazy.
I'll be telling y'all.
Especially something loud. Like, I understand, like I mean, if you are going to borrow, right? I would want to borrow something plain. Basic. Something like black. One. You know what I mean? Plain black, it doesn't look like nothing. But you can't borrow somebody like Fendi bathing suit and then put on the Fendi bathing suit.
That's and it happens all the time. Don't
share your bathing suit.
You cannot share. It's going to look retarded.
Don't share bathing suits.
Let's see what you guys say. What's some of the do's and don'ts? What's some of the do's? Let's talk about positivity before we get to the negative.
Positive is you definitely show to the airport 2 to 3 hours early.
Never, for domestic or international?
For international.
I have anxiety. I can never go to the airport
that
flight.
Early. You did miss your flight.
I missed my flight.
And going to Miami, I missed my flight. And you know what? Listen, they did you a courtesy giving you another flight.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because they could have easily told you.
And that's
okay,
a popping weekend.
They could have easily told you, okay, you missed your flight. Okay, so?
You got to pay another one.
Yeah, that's a fact. No. They gave you a courtesy by giving you another one. So I say whenever you're flying, definitely if you're going international, I would definitely say 3 hours early. I know that's a little bit too early for some people, but get something to eat. I mean, the search process, everything is a long time. And you would hate to be the person that want to cut it right on the dot. And then, you know, because at a certain time, when you're flying international, you know what I'm saying? At a certain time, they stop taking baggage.
TSA. Yeah.
You know what I mean? 2 hours prior or 1 hour and 30 minutes prior, they stop taking baggage.
Yeah.
That means your baggage could no longer go on the plane. Yeah. And you can't carry on your fucking luggage. So you're dead. Like, your trip is a fucking mummy. And I have to pay for a trip that's already paid for twice? You're going to feel stupid. You're going
to
feel
trying
like a fucking
dummy. Trying to show up fashionably late.
Trying to show up fashionably late. Show up early,
I never go early. I have anxiety.
About going early?
With big public crowded places like that.
So you go late?
Isn't that I go on time. I go straight. Okay, so the trick is... check in online, so your name is on the manifesto. So they have to honor the manifesto up to a certain time, which means that the plane, it could leave, but they still have to try their best to get people. It's one of the reasons that they always call in somebody's name, last call for this person, because they're on the manifesto, which means they checked in online more than likely. Then you go to the short line and say, hey, my flight's boarding, got 20 minutes. They always let me through. Because again, the airport staff knows they have to honor the manifesto. And I always get in on time and I go straight in the door, straight in the plane. I can't sit and wait. Like, I've probably done that once and it was the worst like half hour of my life. Because the reason is, if there's gonna be an attack, they're gonna do it in big crowded places. Grand Central, JFK. So I just don't like being in the airport for extended periods of time. It's just one of the things that, it's a weird fear I have. It's a phobia. So I don't go extra early.
I know a traveling dude. I think everybody should invest in that pre-TSA.
Y'all president clip that shit, bro.
What is that?
What do you mean?
He clipped global entry, sorry.
Oh, yeah, global entry.
He clipped global entry.
It's like when you already checked in and it's like you get straight to the security. You ain't got to be on no long lines or nothing like that. Like, I was standing on a long ass line going to security and I seen everybody going pre-TSA and I said, there's no reason. And it's only like $100 for like a year or something like that. There's no reason to not have to have you travel. Like, you
especially if you're gonna run late like Tanya, because that's crazy. I could see her missing a fucking flight.
Never.
I tell you the truth.
Yeah. I'm a professional at this. Kids, don't try this at home.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. When we went to Bali and when we went to Colombia, the fucking what's the name was the line was retarded.
Crazy. Yeah,
the line was retarded, and I could see you. Let's say you was cutting it close and you came exactly 2 hours early. The line is a 45-minute wait. So now you're done. By the time you get to the short line, you understand?
Huh? That's what you tell them. My flight's boarding. They let you in. You have to be nice, though.
I don't know if
they're going to always get in. I always get in.
Because that could be everybody's excuse. I don't know if they're going
to
do that.
But they have to let you in. If you say, it gets the staff in trouble, too. If you tell them your flight's boarding and they tell you go through the long line, they get in trouble, which is another reason why they let you in. They can't block you from going through.
I'm not even gonna gamble that.
What are some of the other dudes before we get to these dudes?
One dude I encourage people to do is always have at least two change of clothes in your carry-on. Don't pack all of your outfits in your check bag. That's if you're checking a bag. Don't pack all your outfits in the check bag. Like, always keep two or three change of clothes and your essentials in your carry-on. A lot of people surprisingly don't do this shit, and God forbid y'all bags get lost or left in the airport. Now you stuck. You gotta go buy clothes, you gotta buy drawers, you gotta buy toothpaste and them, all that bullshit. You don't need that. That's always smart. Put at least two outfits in your carry-on. Always.
I say one of the do's for me is always have a serious amount of money on you, because you never know what you're gonna bump into.
Big
you
facts.
Understand? So I say, no matter where you're going, I feel like some people feel like because they're in an all-inclusive, they don't got to bring money. Oh, I'm going to eat for free. I'm going to drink for free. I don't got to bring any money. No, you should still have. Listen, just because you bring money on vacation doesn't mean you're not bringing money back. You understand?
That's true.
You're just bringing it there. Mm-hmm. So you need to bring, you know, $2,000, $2,500, because you don't know what you don't know what it is. You don't know what you're bumping into. You don't know what it is. You might see something that you like. You might want to go shopping. Why pay the fees with the credit cards and everything? Have some real money on you. You're on vacation. You're there to enjoy yourself. So your enjoyment should not be limited to your all-inclusive wristband and whatever. That's not really enjoying. You're supposed to go everywhere. Wherever
excursions
you go,
I travel with my credit card, though.
You got excursions
cost. I travel and I charge everything to my credit card.
No, credit card is
it's
cool.
It's a better exchange rate than walking with cash. Some people feel more comfortable with cash, but it's 2019 to 20. Most of these places accept cards.
No, everywhere except cards. But what I'm saying is most people don't have, like, my thing is, while you're already in, most people, when they go on vacation, they're already in debt. Right? They're paying to go somewhere. Not like they're paying cash. They're putting it on a credit card already. So you're already in debt. You already got to pay something back.
Nah, I pay my shit in full.
I mean, some people don't, and that's okay. That's what
credit is for.
Use
your income tax.
Right? I mean, usually. But some people don't, and that's okay. I mean, that's what credit is for. Credit is for to pay for something that you're going to pay for later. Mm-hmm. So why would I pay for something on credit card
another reason you want to use your credit card, because you have travel protection automatically. You pay for this as part of your minimum payment for the month if you have a balance. You have your car insurance protection. You have travel protection that you don't have to buy in addition to your flight to insure stuff. Put everything for a trip on a credit card because it comes with insurance. Right. So that's another reason when I'm traveling, I move around, I swipe my credit card, especially Capital One, because they have really good coverage. If anything happens, I can get reimbursed easily from Capital One, opposed to pulling out of pocket or getting outside insurance, which is another reason I encourage people to use credit cards as much as possible on their trip. When you come back, just pay the shit off.
Gotcha.
Don't go nowhere you can't afford.
No,
let's talk about
what
that.
You're saying,
that's
what you're
a
saying,
do as well. Go somewhere you can afford.
What you're saying is perfect and it's fire. But me, it's like one of my number one rules that, you know, my parents embedded into me is when you go on a trip, right? Mm-hmm. And you come back, you shouldn't be in debt.
Okay, but
you should be on time with everything.
Okay,
so
well, just pay it off when you come back.
No, but like me, whenever I go on a trip, I'm never in debt. Whenever I come back, it's regular programming.
Okay.
I don't miss anything.
Okay, but I'm saying let's just expend it while you're on the trip for the week, the 3 days. When you come back, just pay it off with the cash.
I'm not taking no 3-day trip. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Everything got to be 7 days.
And like I said,
better.
The reason
you can take a 3-day trip.
The reason is you have
Jerry's
travel
protection. 3-day trips sound a lot like Miami. I'm not
Friday
doing that.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come
that's
back Monday.
Trip. That's not a trip to me.
That's not a good trip.
Nah, I'm stressed. I'm be stressed. That's the Pocono. You might as well drive to that. I'm not jumping on the plane. For 3 days? I'm not jumping on the plane.
It depends
not
how long
days.
The flight is. If the flight is longer than 5-6 hours, then you should... Like, if you want to lose a day to the flight, then you should stay longer than 3 days.
If it's 6 hours and you're not leaving early in the morning, you fucked.
If you ain't getting the whole day... If you lose a day on the plane, then you fucked.
You're fucked. Yeah. So a 3-day trip
you can't
is
do a
not
weekend
always,
trip.
That's not valid.
You can't do a weekend trip to Bali.
No, you can't. Or Dubai. Bali is 24 hours.
You can't do a weekend trip. You got
to
take...
You can't do a weekend trip to Dubai.
Well, let's not talk about Dubai. We've had enough of Dubai for this week. I don't want to give Dubai too much energy. Listen.
Dubai's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Dubai's rich. Have you been there?
Never. I'm trying
to. You should try it. It's a week. There's a weekend trip availability.
I go to Dubai. I need to go.
You can go for the weekend to Dubai.
That's a. No, you cannot.
No, she's subbing. She's subbing a post from the group.
Oh,
I missed it. Yeah, you missed something. She's subbing a post from the group. Somebody said he went to Dubai for the weekend, but it's a 12 and a half hour flight. I don't know how
that's
she did
big
that.
Money. People, some people might
no,
do
listen.
It. Somebody go. Yo,
Dubai's
going,
a big trip. That's not.
Going
that's
to
not
Paris and somewhere
you spending
French
money.
Fries, B.
Dubai's a big trip. That's people with money.
Somebody went to Paris for some pizza, Sicily for some pizza, baby.
This is true.
You
this
never
is also
know.
True.
But that's
Dubai's
big money
a big
right
trip
there.
Though. Yeah. That's a big
who
trip.
Who did that?
Everybody don't go there.
Shout them out.
Let's not. We don't. The group has.
Shout
to
out to you.
You got a better
got
chance.
PTSD.
Shout
got,
out to
before
you.
Before you go to Dubai, you got a better chance spending that money and getting a $42 million house in Guyana. You know what I mean? Which would translate.
How the fuck did I end up in this conversation?
See, you missed that post. You missed that post. A $42 million house. You
all right. So what's some of the don'ts? For vacations, what's some of the don'ts?
Don't be 4 men to a room.
4 men or 4 women?
Yo, time out.
Head count. Head count.
How you gonna take my? How you gonna take my joint?
Oh, sorry. I'm gonna pass it over to Black.
Yo, you took my answer. They giving it back.
Listen.
To me?
Hold on. You can't be 4 to a room.
Clean the bathroom behind your ass. Flush your toilet properly if you're gonna be sharing a space. And don't be fucking late to dinner, motherfuckers. Nor breakfast. I'm just saying. If you're in a group.
On vacation, everybody late.
You could be late to dinner.
You drunk. Everybody hungover.
You're not fucking up my dinner reservation, bro.
You could be late to all that. But I do agree, like, the 4, 5, 6 people to a room is outrageous.
People or... Wait, hold on.
Head count. We're talking head count.
I'm saying, listen.
Yeah.
Because I'm be the realest. I think women can get away with it more than men. I think women could be, if it's like a double bedroom, women could be 4 in a room.
With the amount of makeup and clothes and shoes?
Why?
Get the fuck out of here, my nigga.
Why?
No.
Why?
That's just how I go.
Women snore, they fart, they're lazy,
they
got
they all can
shit.
Sleep together. Two men can sleep in the same bed.
Women are naturally, hold on now.
Next to my
women,
brother. Like,
women are naturally cheap creatures.
Facts.
They're cheap.
Wow.
And that's why they
right?
do this.
Some are
and
not
that's why
cheap.
It's acceptable.
Some are not cheap. Hi, baby. So some are not cheap. You know what I mean? So women are naturally cheap. So they would do the least to get the most. So women would do 8 to a fucking room.
No,
you
no,
understand?
No. That's too much. That's
it's,
too much.
I've
seen women go to Miami and do 5 to 8 to a fucking room.
I can see 4 to a room.
Just to...
I can see 4 to a
even
room.
4 is a lot, bro. Remember, the rooms
lot.
Are not that big.
I'm a woman. 4 is a lot.
The
two
rooms
two
are not...
2 bedroom for room, a woman, not for a
two
man.
2 bedroom?
A man have to
two
be...
2 bedroom is 2... Is, okay,
however
okay.
beds there is, that's the only men got to be in the room.
What do you...
Yeah, that's how
I
got to be.
Are you talking about a 2 bedroom, a double suite, or are you talking about 1 room, 2 beds?
Y'all don't be getting no double suites.
Y'all don't get no suite?
Y'all don't get no
suite.
My
friends
get suites
suite
when they travel.
No, your friends ain't never get no suites when they
my
travel.
My friends get suites when
post
they travel.
Post a picture of your friends in a suite.
I'm going to post
it. It's a suite in Guyana.
My friends ain't never been in
a suite in Guyana.
You're not going to tag nobody that you know in a suite.
Okay.
I got $100
challenge
on
accepted.
That.
Challenge
I got $100 on that.
Challenge accepted.
Your friends get the... Yeah, you be taking my jokes. $100. Hey, yo. Tie your friends get the little box rooms, the little rooms. So it doesn't make no sense.
So what's acceptable for women to a room?
2 to a fucking room. That's standard.
Two women, 2 beds.
Three tops. 2 women, 2 beds.
Listen,
one can sleep on the couch.
Listen. If it's two...
You
it's
never
two,
been in a room
listen.
With more than 2 people in the room?
No. No.
What's the max you ever been in a room with a woman?
I mean, like, travel in pairs. Me and
so it's always
two
like 2 beds, 2 women.
2 beds, 2 women.
All right, that's cool. That's
two
great.
Beds,
that's
two
great.
Women.
So you never been like
point
a
me the trip.
You
point
never
me
been
a
trip
to
Miami.
UC I went to
a Miami or something.
I went to
it's
Miami.
Like,
it's me, my friend.
You never been to Miami.
So anyway, Salah.
Yeah, I went to one time. I was in Vegas and it was a chick. They had like an Airbnb house and it was like. It was like 9 of them, but it was only like 2 beds.
That's sad.
But
that's not a vacation because
but it's a house.
All right, but
so
let me
it's
say
like
this.
A living room.
Let me say this. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you out. So let me explain what a vacation is, right? Because some people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think a vacation is getting away from where you live, getting away from your zip code.
That's
you
what
might,
a vacation
you,
is.
You might be in. No, it's not. You
vacation.
Might. You know. You might live in a bad zip code and you go another. Area of the world or whatever, and you think that's a vacation. No. A vacation is to live life luxuriously somewhere else. So You can't go on vacation and have the same struggles that you do at home. You can't live in a packed house with three generations of your family and then you going on vacation with eight people inside one room with one bathroom. That's not vacation. That's struggle. Now you somewhere else struggling just to say that you went on vacation.
But at least you got warm weather.
This is also true. But so it might. So you can but, sweat but and it, have to bathe more but often? But it might rain like it did on you. Yo. You went to Miami and it rained all fucking week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know what I mean? You never know. But you can't have the same struggles. You got to go somewhere and have unlimited fun. You got to live like you don't live here. That's the point of a vacation. You're living like you don't live here. You have no care, no worries. You could afford whatever the fuck you want. Anything you want to do, ATVs, the zoo, the club, whatever the fuck you want to do, you live it up because you're on vacation. You have no worries. You're living freely. You're going crazy. That's what a vacation is. But if you're on vacation and you got the same struggles that you do at home, you're not on vacation. You just brought your struggles somewhere else.
You just had a nice place to struggle.
No, your struggle has traveled.
Has changed its zip code.
Your stamp should say struggle because you took your struggle with you. That's a fact.
I don't know. I don't agree.
Why?
Why?
Because even though, what if you can't really afford, like you said, all right, what if you really can't afford to be in your own space and all that, but you link with your friends and you just, and y'all all get along and y'all could be in like a shared space, but still have a good time.
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, because you can do that and still have a good time. Like I don't shame people for like sharing rooms and being together.
I'm not shaming them to have
a vacation because you know what? It is cost effective if you could actually be in there.
I'm not shaming them for sharing rooms. Like what I'm saying is, it comes to a certain number
they don't want to be in that room.
It comes to a certain number where it's uncomfortable. When we went to Columbia, it was just me and you. Wasn't nobody else. We had two more dudes. It'd have been awkward.
No, dudes can't do this. This doesn't apply to men.
Right. So even with women, you dealing with attitudes. You're dealing with who's lazy, who needs 2 hours to prepare. But some women take a long time to get ready.
Why you think that women lose friendships every time they go to Miami?
That's a fact. That's a fact. It's a lot going on. So imagine two space. Women. Two women, one bathroom, and they both got to get their hair did, they make up, their whatever, works.
Reservation is at 11. Now, no, we don't want to be late.
Two works, but imagine four, imagine five, imagine eight.
Like, that's why I've never, even if I travel in a bigger group, it's always two head start room. That's it. We need the space. You need them to move around. Like you said, women naturally take longer to get ready. Then they gotta do their hair, they make up their face.
Too
then
much.
Change outfits. Then you see your friend in a nice outfit. Then you gotta outfit your friend outfit.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. Women are crazy. It's just
too much. Too if much you, energy.
If let's talk about like the dating stage and y'all trying to take a vacation, right? Uh-huh. Who pays? If we want to take a vacation,
who pays?
Who pays for that?
So question: who idea was it?
I was gonna ask.
Because it's usually the female idea.
What if it's a joint idea?
Vacation came from a woman.
What if we just out for dinner and we like
the word vacation came from a woman. No man thought of vacation. I promise you. There's no gangsta out there. That's it. I need to go on a vacation. Nah, ma, we listen to Pop Smoke.
But what if it's a joint idea saying, like, you know what, I ain't been nowhere in a while. Yeah, I ain't been nowhere. We should go away.
Yeah.
All right, so how are we gonna do that?
They should go 50-50, just like the Bills.
Yep.
50-50 just like
they should
the
go
Bills.
50-50 just like the Bills. What's the problem here? We're both trying to enjoy ourselves. It's not a vacation if I gotta go in debt to show you fun.
I don't agree with that.
Now you pandering, my
who's
nigga.
The last person you took on vacation, La?
Other than Leak, motherfucker.
Freak of Leak gets all my vacations. I would love to go on a vacation though.
You need a bae first.
I'm pretty sure you probably presented the idea somewhere too.
With somebody.
I don't have a bae to go on a vacation.
I think you have a few options.
I don't have no options.
Well, the shorty is in my inbox. I'm gonna give you her name right now. She's in my inbox right now.
I don't need to know.
Oh, you don't want to know who?
I don't need to
know. Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you wanted to know because I could tell you her name.
I have a girlfriend right now. She's just mad at me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You have a girlfriend. What's her name?
I don't want
to claim her.
She light skin or dark skin?
Light skin.
You lying.
Wow. Another light skin joint?
Another one?
Yo. You starting to show a pattern, son. You starting to show a pattern here, bro.
Say, wow, another light skin
joint? Yeah, you starting to show a pattern. That's crazy.
No, that's...
Don't you feel like you should give a dark skin chick a chance?
My first girlfriend was dark skin. This is not Lies Hot Seat. My first two girlfriends were dark skin.
No, they wasn't.
Yes. I only had one light skin girlfriend.
You're a liar.
I am.
Listen.
I got a question. If Tanya was single, would you give Tanya a chance?
Absolutely.
Like on a serious level or just like talking to her?
No, because she like being a hoe like me.
What?
Oh, got you. Oh, so we got two hoes on this side. Got you.
No, I'm playing.
Oh, my God. Like, I just be minding my business. Baby. I swear to God. Aquarius I just sit love. Here and mind my business. I end up in y'all conversation. So for me.
How do you feel? Who should make the payment for that trip?
As far as I'm concerned, the vacation, it could be necessary, but it should not put, like Black said, it should not put you in debt as a single person or as a couple. Now, if it makes financial sense, if one person could afford it and clear all the expenses, cool, pay for the shit. Right. If it's something that, okay, I can pay for it, but I'm going to have to take an L on this when I come back, or it's going to be a month of me working extra hard. If you're in a partnership, a serious something, you won't want to see your partner go through that. If it means you got to split something, whether it's a case where we go 50-50 or you handle airfare and I handle the ground,
whatever it is,
you figure out a way to cap them expenses and have a good trip so it doesn't become a problem in your relationship. Like,
because you're going too.
I'm going too.
Even if you're not in a relationship, you're going too. You're going.
There are men out there.
It's not just me. You're going. Because well, I could go.
You could work out a deal.
No, but listen, I could go already.
That's a fact.
I could go. You want to come? What are you adding?
Well, sometimes you could add, like, you have to pay the excursions and stuff.
Excursions are costly.
And that's cool.
I pay for the trip. You pay for my activities.
Right. You got to do something.
That's teamwork make the dream work. But I'm just thinking you're just going to come bring that raggedy-ass pussy, baby.
If I just got to pay for everything, that's not vacay. That's corny.
Yeah, that's
Shorty,
not
Shorty, stay home. I'd rather go alone and be stress-free.
That's not
even
it.
Have to wear
it.
Now I gotta make you happy, fuck the shit out you, pay for everything, get you home, get you there. Put you in an Uber to go back. Like, shorty, this is a $10,000 investment.
And a lot of men do it. But again, if
you
can afford it.
A lot of men do not do it. Most people have not been nowhere fully paid for. No, most people have not been nowhere fully paid for.
I agree. Most people have not.
Have not been nowhere exclusive fully paid for.
I know a fair few people who've had exclusive stuff done for them. And more power to them. If it's a case the nigga could afford it and he wants to do it, let him do it. But if it's a case where, don't be forcing somebody to do something you know they can't afford. If you fucking with somebody, you know the type of day job this man have, and if he got side hustles and stuff, you can probably do a little quick math on it. Like, if you care about this person, you wouldn't want to see them in debt just to post a picture on Instagram. Or just to say we went somewhere on vacation. Like, nah, the finances got to make sense, because we all know finances put strains on relationships. Right. Like, don't just want to go somewhere and have fun in the sun, but then you come back just to ruin it over money. Like,
just for likes.
Just saying.
And if it was on Groupon, it don't count.
It do count. It's a lot of good trips on Groupon.
I mean, for people to say that, he paid for something. No, it's great trips on there. Don't get it twisted.
First of all, Groupon has the same trips that Expedia got.
I would go on a Groupon trip.
They got Groupon Dubai for the weekend.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
How much?
For the weekend.
They got Dubai weekend trips.
For like $900 a head. Did you see? I'm going to send you the link.
Now they do got Dubai.
With the flight?
And hotel.
Yo, they got Dubai on Groupon. I seen Groupon.
So why don't y'all go? Why don't y'all go?
Because I can't get a weekend off.
I can't afford it.
I can't get a weekend off.
I'll tell the truth.
I can't get it. I work 7 days a week.
I can't afford it.
I work 7 days a week.
You must be Mexican.
I'm Guyanese. Close enough.
That is close.
Y'all are close.
That is close.
Close enough.
But yeah, if he is going to take you, what I'm saying is this, ladies, if he is going to take you on an all-inclusive trip, right, where he pays for everything and all you got to do is show up, everything is paid for from the beginning to the end, it can't be nowhere close. It got to be someplace exclusive. It got to be a dream vacation. It got to be someplace people want to go. Like, when
Maldives.
They get their money. Like, right. It got to be someplace people want to go. Dubai. Bali. Bora Bora. Like, someplace people want to go. Like, people dream about one day being there. You can't tell. Don't tell me he took you to Trinidad. He took
Don't
you to Jamaica.
Jamaica is nice.
It's right there.
Ocho
it's
Rios.
It's right there. It's right
that's
there.
That's a nice trip.
It's right there. It's nothing crazy. It's not crazy.
Jamaica?
That's not crazy. That's not a dream vacation.
That's a good vacation for
no,
somebody that's
No, it's a great
starting.
Vacation.
It's
I was there.
Listen,
I did 10 days there.
Jamaica is ranked number one on places to travel. Google it.
No, it's not number one nowhere.
In the Caribbean.
It's not number one nowhere.
It's number one in the Caribbean to travel.
Oh, in the Caribbean, yes. But it's not number one nowhere else.
Okay. At the house. Motherfuckers go go to Jamaica and get married.
Yeah, that's cool.
After hedonism?
That's cool. But it's not nowhere. It's not number one nowhere.
It was
Jamaica's filthy.
Yeah,
it was traumatizing.
It's filthy.
It was traumatizing.
They don't even have Rasta pasta out there.
They don't.
Because it's Rasta pasta is trap.
I walked the whole town. Abu Dhani,
not dangerous. I ain't dangerous. That's a fact.
Yo, let's go to the next subject, though.
Nigga, we're giving us lung cancer.
Yeah, for real. We're secondhand smoke.
Sorry, champ. No fucking ventilation in here. Got niggas in here dying.
Turn the AC on, please.
Guys, dying. Yeah, sorry. Let's talk about following exes on your social media. Is that good or a bad thing?
X or a kill? We need to be specific. X or a kill, motherfucker. Well, we need to be
specific. We talking about
Cause mad niggas, kill, cause wait, mad wait. Bitches just get fucked one time and consider nigga. That is not your ex.
No, that's not it. Because that's no type of emotion.
As in full blown relationship.
That's about something with emotions and stuff like that. Kill is nothing. Everybody follows.
There are a lot of people walking around
with emotions. All your social media is your kills.
There are people walking around with emotions for their kills, sir. We're talking about established relationship. A lot of, unfortunately, I be seeing them in the likes still. I'm like, you got a lot of stomach, sis. But listen, my established relationship.
Relationship, your exes. Somebody you said you loved or you had like emotional connection to. And then y'all had a breakup.
And we had a breakup.
That necessarily got to be a bad breakup. Just a breakup.
It depends on the breakup. And depends on the relationship.
It depends on
the breakup.
So, time out. Are you in a new relationship?
You could be in a new relationship also.
Okay, so you're in a new relationship, but you're still following an ex.
You still follow your ex.
That's toxic.
Is that toxic?
That's toxic.
What if the person doesn't bring no type of...
That's
like,
toxic.
What if the person brings no type of energy towards your relationship or anything?
Just me. When you move on, move on. Because...
This nigga doing mad PR right now, just so you know. Keep going.
Nah, it's the truth.
So you don't believe when that you can't be...
No, you should not follow them. Because following... Think about it, right? Whoever I follow is who I want to see. I want to see your life. I want to see what's going on. I want to stay updated with you. Why do I want to stay updated with somebody I moved on from? And I'm already in something else. Why am I in something else and staying updated with
so
what's going on
So you saying you
here?
Still harboring feelings because you can't stand to look at it?
No, but what I'm saying is that if you
are... Because if you're genuinely happy and moved on, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but it does. Within a sense. You know what I mean? Because you're... If you had emotions for somebody, right? You mm-hmm. loved this person once upon a time. Let's say you loved the person. And this happened to a lot of people. You loved the person, right? Y'all broke up. Now they move on. They go, whatever. Maybe go start a family somewhere. Let's say you had kids with this person. They wasn't a good father figure, whatever, with you, right? And then they go move on to another chick. And now he the number one dad in the world. Oh, sorry. And now he's the number one dad in the world, lifting the kids up, going to Disney, going to Sesame Street and all this shit. That's going to tickle you a different way because it's like, hold up, that's what he denied me. You understand? Same thing on the opposite end if you're following a female who end up being everything that she wasn't for you, for someone else, and you're watching it because it's on your timeline. You should just move on.
It's nothing. But you did care.
But you did care.
You cared at one point, but after you said it's over and y'all called you, like it doesn't matter.
If it was love, I don't care what you talk. If it was love, you always care to an extent. So to keep updating it is to arise unnecessary emotions or feelings or to even think about it. It shouldn't even be a thought process, to be honest. If you're moved on, move on. I feel like it's kind of tricky for you to follow your exes and claim you don't care, but you're following them. You care. You're not friends. You're not chilling. You're not going to Christmases. You're not gonna link for no fucking drinks. So why are you following them? I'll wait for y'all.
You have something to say about this? Other than this motherfucker
trying to get... I fucked it up just now. She don't got no rebuttal.
So she got a rebuttal because this... she followed her ex.
I actually don't follow my ex.
You don't follow?
No one follow my exes. I don't.
Well, I didn't know the Guyana one. He probably got no Wi-Fi. But the other one. The other one.
I don't.
You follow none of your ex? Okay.
I don't follow.
I'm the only person that follow ex?
You know, somebody I dated one here and there. Like, yeah, they see what's going on. But I just keep them around because I want to hurt their feelings. But
that's not moving on, though.
What do you mean? I moved on.
No, but what
I mean, a piece of shit. That's just me being a piece of shit.
I get it. But if you're trying to hurt their feelings, you didn't move on.
I was being sarcastic when I said that. Oh, okay. My God.
Okay, I was just saying. Oh, my God. I'm just saying because some people do that.
They do you that. Understand? They keep you around just to...
They do that just to rub shit in your face. And that means you haven't moved on. I was being a cunt. You're still with somebody else, but you're still thinking about them within some sense.
But like, exes where we had like a... Because
your actions is to affect them within a sense.
We had a long, tumultuous situation, especially if you had a bad breakup or a situation where I just know he's dead, you out of here. Like, yeah. I don't block you, but you get on follow, so I don't see your shit. Just leave it at that.
I think, of course, if you like come from a nasty breakup, you're not going to follow each other. But if it was like, what's that word, amicable breakup, I don't see what's the issue. Like, what's the big deal if y'all could just say, like, you know what, just didn't work, and you know, you live your life, I live my life.
Wish the best for them.
Yeah, I wish whatever. I could still see you go do your thing, have your beautiful family and all that shit, and then just be like, hey, whatever, I moved on, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Most people can't.
But there's some people that can.
A lot of people that can.
Very few.
So I don't think it's it's only an issue following your ex, like you said, if you still care. If you still see your ex and they look happy, but then you getting harboring bitterness. No. Then that means that you still got shit to deal with.
If you feel, so you're not really if done. If you feel the need,
then you shouldn't follow them. You're not really done. If you're done,
exactly.
And it doesn't bother you no more, it doesn't matter what the fuck they doing. Like, they could just live whatever, do whatever the fuck they want, and you just don't care. You just don't care. It's like,
if you have an emotional reaction to anything you expose, you should not be following them.
Yeah, especially if you're talking about you in a new situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also,
you should not be following
that'd
them.
Make your new dude or female feel away. Like, why are you still caring? Like, you know what I mean?
Look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, you're in a whole new project. Like,
in
why
Dubai,
are you
only trying to take me to Atlantic City all the time?
And that'd be, yo, I know mad people going through that, bro, because, you know, people get into new relationships and they make their corrections. They understand what they did wrong
in the last relationship. That's called growth.
Right. And they make, but everybody can't visualize growth, bro. That's a fact. Some people can't even grow. Some people, you can sub them now, and 2 years from now, they're going to reiterate the fucking sub that you sent to them 2 years ago. So how could you let go of a relationship that you was in for a year or two or three or four or five? It's very rare. You understand? You're going to always think about it. And now to remind yourself of it on a daily basis and be liking and loving and commenting and nah, that's fake. You're not over that. You're in something new, but you're still thinking about the... Mm-hmm. The past and that's crazy.
So you
that's
think,
toxic. And that's toxic. That's toxic. Knowing to yourself that for lack of better terms, you're over it. You're out of it, but it still affects you a certain way. But you still subjecting yourself to see it. That's self inflicting toxicity. Like, you should not be doing that at all. Clip the shit. You don't want to see it. It doesn't mean you hate the person, but it's just you just don't want to see it.
Do you think that following that ex can have some type of influence on some of the things that you post?
People do it all the time. They sub their exes all the fucking time because they know their ex is looking. They know the ex might see it. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Like, people do it, but then again, that just goes back to our point where you're not over your ex.
But do you think it's more so just trying to sub your ex or just trying to like prove that you living better? Anybody though, right? Like, to anybody you dealt with in the past,
I think it's that.
Because I think that not even just your ex, but I think like anybody you like felt like you don't fuck with like that no more. When you post, it's always just to post. Like, of course, to show that you living good, but it's like, yo, you see me? Like, you see me out here?
Yeah.
Like, so it's okay, not to just the ex. It's to could be like
it's okay to any probably friendship
you
too.
Lost or whatever, or just not cool with. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's okay. I'm doing it right out here. It's okay to be proud of your growth. But you shouldn't have to, you know, all right, you break up with your ex, you dating somebody new. You shouldn't be like selecting special restaurants or special places to go just so you can post just to hurt somebody. You should want to go to these places because you want to go, you want to enjoy it, you want to have a better life. But people who put themselves in debt just to show something, there are people who actually start dating somebody else just to hurt their ex and up hurting the person they're dating. Like, oh, I'm just with you just to show my ex I can move on. That's trash. It's all trash behavior. Like, Guys, just live your life, son.
I just feel like social media is such a powerful tool because you get to decide what you see. Facts. And that's powerful.
That's facts.
You get to decide what you see. You get to decide where you interact. That's why I don't understand. How do people comment on something that they don't agree with, that they don't like, and they get into an argument, a fight, or whatever? Why are you there? Why are you on this person's page? You have control of that.
That's true.
Get to decide what you follow.
Yep.
You don't like a person, but you on his page. Oh, I hate this person. You always talk like this. You don't uplift women all day. You don't. Da, da, da. So why are you here? I'm not here to make you feel good. Yeah, I'm not here to make you feel good, baby. Yeah. Because even me, you know, I post shit to really piss people off. I'm good with being on everybody's bad side. But my thing is, why are you here? If you don't like what I'm posting, my shit is comedy. But the shoe could fit a couple of times. You understand? Because some of the shit I post, sometimes it fit me. But I'm just laughing at it because it's funny fucking shit. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's like, why are you somewhere that you don't want to be? You control who you follow. You control where you interact. You control everything. Social media is really totally 100% your control.
People enjoy self-inflicted pain, man.
So this is also the case. Why are you following somebody that you're saying that you're over or that you don't want nothing to do with, but you're staying updated with their life? Mm-hmm. There is a saying that is very powerful. Out of sight, out of mind.
That's a fact.
When people don't see you, they don't know what's going on. They're not staying updated. They don't think about you. But if you see it, guess what? It's on your mind. Whether you want it to be or not, it might not be an issue. It might not be something that's you know, troubling you or making you think like that. But it's on your mind. It shouldn't even be on your mind. You're moving on.
What would you call that, though? That's like some type of insanity, though. Like following somebody you really don't like.
It is.
That happens every day.
For lack of a better term, weirdo shit.
But that's an addiction. That's super crazy. That's an addiction.
Imagine the people that like make fake pages and go on people's pages just to watch them and talk shit about.
Even
what do you call that type of person? Is that like the Joe behavior?
I'm gonna take it a step further. Right?
Insanity or something.
Even the fucking group. Let's talk about the Brown Holy Water podcast group, right? Mm-hmm. We have some people, we're not going to say all, because some people enjoy what it is. They understand we're a comedy podcast. We talk about every subject and we go in. You know what I mean? You state your point of view. I state my point of view. You argue your point of view. I argue mine. That's how it goes. You know what I mean? Within it, we might catch some lies. We might catch some hypocritical statements and we're going to drag you for those things. You understand? But if you don't like the actual group, if you don't like the mechanism of the group, then the exit is on you. I don't got to kick you out. The exit is on you. Mm-hmm. Like, it was somebody that told me, I'm not active in the group. I don't even engage. I don't even comment. So I removed them from the group, and they had a problem with that. Whoa.
But
what's the problem? You said you don't engage. You said you're not active. You said you don't care. So what the fuck is going on? Why is removing you a fucking problem? You're not here.
And a lot of people also try to fake like they're the bigger person or they just don't care about shit. So they try to make it seem like they're unbothered. Like, you know, the most bothered people always say they're unbothered. Like, they'll see shit upsetting them, but they won't leave because it'll make it, they probably think you'll feel like you have an effect on them. I really fucking do, but you're still here, but pretending you don't have a problem.
Right.
Get the fuck off my shit.
Right.
Just leave.
Right. Right.
My profile comes with a mute button, an unfollow button, an unfriend button, right, and as a bonus feature, a block button. If anything I post or anything I say or my ideals doesn't rock with you, that's cool. You don't have to like me. I'm not here to be liked. Exit stage left, motherfucker. But if you stay there, you're a fucking sociopath. And that's a mental disorder. You can go to a mental institution for that, to being a sociopath. Joker is a fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I done packed up about 150 people recently. Just because they didn't say happy birthday.
Dickhead.
Because I'm tell you the real, that's a real reason though. There's some people, like you said, they'll watch your stories, all your stories. See, it's my fucking birthday, but won't say shit to me. So if I catch that person, I'm getting you the fuck out of here.
They're gonna inbox you though.
Motherfuckers love to RIP you, but won't happy birthday you, son. That's fucked up, son.
So
you seen all my stories, seen it with my birthday, and you ain't say nothing? Nah, get the fuck out of here.
I think sometimes people also want to stick around. because they want to witness your demise. There's some people who just want to, they're going to stick around just in case shit happens to you. They want a front seat view of when 1,000%. The whole shit comes crashing 1,000%. Down. 1,000%. So they don't like you, but they'll stick around just in case shit happens.
But to be honest, right? If you're waiting for somebody's demise, you gotta understand.
You're still sick in the head.
No, but not only you're that. You're still sick. Some people are motivated by that.
That's true.
Some people are like, oh, I gotta go get more money. Oh, I gotta make the truck look even stupider now. I gotta take a bigger trip. I gotta move to a better zip code. Some people get hype off that. And I'm one of them people. I don't really want to be liked. I don't give a fuck about being liked. I never wanted to be a part of the in crowd. Mm-hmm. I always got the opposite opinion of everybody else on purpose because I want to see what that do to you. Because what that does to you, how is it bothering you that I got an opposite opinion than what you have? I'm just showing you that I'm human. We should not all think alike. We should not all want to save the same way. We should not all want to make money the same way. We should not all want to hustle the same way. We're all different. So why is it bothering you that I'm different from you? Just understand my point of view. I'm going to understand your point of view. And that's that. But people have an attraction to it, to the people that they disagree with, and they have an attraction to possibly seeing something bad happen to you and, you know, adding it to their group chat or whatever, whatever, whatever. But it's like, while you doing that, that's so much energy on that. You never flourish because you're so focused on waiting on all these people that you dislike to fall, to crack, to whatever, that you never flourish because that's what you waiting on. That's your high. Your high is one day seeing that. And these people really making money, making moves, doing shit. Mm-hmm. So look at you. You are parked. You are a parked vehicle waiting to see something happen, waiting for a fucking parking spot, and everybody else is moving. The highway is busy, packed, bumper to bumper, nigga. You out here playing around. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people, man.
And a lot of time also, I don't care what nobody says, a lot of people, even though they may act like they don't, they want the attention. They want the love you get, too. Sometimes it's not the hate you get. Sometimes they just want the love you get as well. Mm. Nobody in shouting them out for their birthday. Nobody in planning no surprise dinner. Mm. Nobody in meeting them up and exchanging gifts. Mm. They've not post. Nobody supporting their shit keep when going, they post their going, business. Mm-hmm. All what this else? Shit people see you doing and you just getting this love and they just can't understand what the fuck is this so special about you. Even though you piss people off, you say some shit, you speak your mind, you're not always... agree with people. You're going against the grain.
You're welcome.
Why do people like you? And they'll sit and they'll fascinate themselves with this shit. Mm. You're sick in the fucking head. All of them motherfuckers is just sick. Just sick. Won't delete your ass. Would never remove you. They'll skip all your posts. They'll skip your shit and think they're hurting your feelings too. Like, I'm not gonna like this shit. They already get 100 or some likes. Motherfucker, I don't care what you like. Anyway.
No, but what they'll do is they'll skip the post, go in the comment, and like a comment that's against you. Like, yo, that's how weird are you?
A bunch of weirdo shit.
How you gonna like a comment that's disrespecting me? Like, but you didn't like the post, you're not commenting, you're not doing nothing, but you like this one comment, the negative one. Like, that's weird as fuck, homie. And I'm just over here getting money. I ain't even worried about that shit. Like, I'm just getting money, man.
Let me get that's some with you, man. I get a dollar or two, man.
You already got the money, man.
Your truck is nice, man.
I'm fucked up.
I drove by one time, took a picture of your truck, man.
It's about to get a little nicer, brother. Give it a little time. It's about to get a little nicer. It's getting up. It's over.
Wait till I get this.
Whoever got a truck, you're going to trade your shit in, I can promise you. I can promise you this. All
right, let's get to the last subject. I mean, the last topic today. It's a little Debbie Downer, but, you know,
right.
Let's talk about death, you know, being the fact that, you know, a lot of the Kobe Bryant, we wasn't here the last 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? The Kobe Bryant situation,
yeah.
R.I.P. Kobe.
Man, died on unexpected my birthday.
Facts, yeah. Man, on unexpected death, but, like, how do you react to death?
For me, I have not lost anybody close to me.
Me neither.
I still got my parents. I still got all my siblings. I still got my aunts, my uncles. I lost uncle and I lost 3 grandparents, but I wasn't close to them, so it didn't hit me in a way. And so I've never had, you know, the wind knocked out of me. I've never felt it. Thank God. But one day is gonna come. Like, I just know it's going to come. What I do know is I will want my space. I will want time to myself. Like when my grandfather passed, I didn't post that and let nobody know because people are going to be people and they're going to try to be like, oh, Tanya, you know, I'm sorry. My sympathies, blah, blah, blah. They'll try to show all this love from, and it's coming from a good place. But for me, it's like you doing that is reminding me all the time that this person passed.
Right.
And I want my peace. I want to just be by myself to allow myself to grieve. And if I put it out in the public, the inpour of loving is going to be an inpour of notifications I don't want. Mm. So if anybody y'all know for me passes, do me a favor and leave me alone. That's what I want, personally. Anybody, the people who are gonna support me are going to be in my camp. They'll be in my house. There'll be people who can turn a key and be there to comfort me. Anybody else, leave me alone.
You don't want no condolences?
Don't do it. Not that I don't mean it from a perspective of I'm pretending the person's not there or whatever. It's just that I don't want to have to always open my phone to be reminded of this shit all the time. Because people do it randomly during the day. They post it, they remind you, they see, I just don't want to have to deal with it. And this is also something that a lot of friends, I have a friend that lost her father like 2 years ago, one of my really good friends, and she said the one thing she loved was the fact that I left her alone. Left her to grieve, and whenever she was ready to talk, she would come to me and then we have the conversation. But it wasn't me, hey, I'm just checking in on you, hey, you need anything, hey, whatever. She didn't want that, and I didn't give her that, and she loved that I wasn't doing it because her other friends were doing that. Again, it's coming from a good place, but you have to know the person that you're sending that love towards. Sometimes the best thing to do is just do nothing and wait for that person to come to you. She went through therapy and all of that, but She just wanted to be left alone. And I want the same. I don't want to be constantly reminded. Don't tag me in shit. Don't be, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm sending prayers to @IamBadGalTanya. Don't do it. I will block you. I'm just saying.
I don't think I might be opposite. I don't know. I want to be around like some laughs or some shit. Yeah. If I went through something
regular
crazy.
Regular programming. Sometimes what you want. Somebody got to come
and find me just to drink with me and make me laugh and shit. I don't want to be by myself. Because then you fall into like this depression or some type of shit. Like, so I would rather be around. I really, like you said, there be around my people, either it's my brothers or good friends that can make me laugh, joke. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's gonna be sad, but I'm pretty sure I'll find a way to laugh, even in death. Mm-hmm. And that's the crazy shit. Like, yeah. I bring it back to like a joke. We'll laugh, be crying, laughing, or whatever. But. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be left alone, I don't think. Especially if it's like a real close, tough loss. Nah.
Yeah.
But like I said, for the general public, I want to be left alone. Right. Whoever is in my camp is in my camp and they'll be with me. I already have this, my support system is there. Right. They're around me. They give me the love that I need. Right. But for everybody else, like random people, I know that things are going to be coming, like I said, from a good place. And you wish me well. You want to see me do better. You want to let me know that you're with me. You feel it. But just don't do it. I know. Like, I already know. I know y'all have love for me. I know it already. You don't need to be reaching out every 5 seconds or every chance you get to bring it up. Like, don't do it.
For me, it's a little different. You know, I lost my pops, you know, when I was like 11. I lost my aunt a couple years ago. I lost my little sister a couple years ago. And, for me, it's like death is more like even the Kobe Bryant shit hurt. You know what I mean?
That hurt
like
big time.
We grew up with the guy. You know what I mean? Facts. Like one of my good friends, we actually call him Kobe. Like that's his name. Like you know what I mean? So, but death to me, the way I do it, I mostly come from a supportive stance. You know what I mean? Because it's like. It's going on and everybody is mourning, so I more got to be the guy that's not, you know, it's like, not that I'm immune to it, but it's not really tears. It's more like I'm there to support the family, support what's going on, and to just, be the peace at that time. Because I feel like when everyone's crying, you need somebody that's not crying that still have control of their emotions and of what's going on, because everyone coped differently mm-hmm. with death and with things and, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So Yeah, I mean, death is crazy. But I just feel like it's going to happen. And I just feel like when it's... The only death that really hurt is a death that's not supposed to happen. Like, your kids are supposed to bury you. You're not supposed to bury your kids.
Yeah.
So when it's that way, I think it's going to hurt very, very bad. When it's a parent, it's going to hurt very, very bad. I know for me, when I lost my pops, it made me... It didn't make me angry, but it made me just... You know, maybe a little bit more aggressive, you know what I mean, than what I wanted to be. I know around that time I was getting into a lot of trouble. I was doing a lot of fighting, a lot of everything, you know what I mean, just trying to get that anger out. So death could be different for a lot of people, but I ended up dealing with it and moving forward. And even now, when we lost my aunt and my little sister, I just was basically the muscle of the family, the backbone, the guy that was just, I was just there and I was taking care of everything because everybody else was in their feelings. They couldn't, you know, it's hard, you know, it's hard. Death is hard to say goodbye, you know what I mean? And, you know, seeing someone in the casket is, that's a tough thing, man. That's a tough thing, man, especially when they're young or, you know what I mean? It's just a tough thing. You know what I mean? So everybody deal with it differently. I would say, you know, however you want to deal with it, deal with it. But you know, everybody cries differently. I'll say that. Everybody cries differently. And I just think my cry is not so much visual, but it's more through like work ethic. I'm doing more to work.
I should visual. I got an ugly crowd.
Oh, but the light skin should leave. The light skin should leave.
I hope I'm not jumping a topic, but just what how should I say this? With Kobe's passing, I noticed like a lot of men were very, very open about their emotions, which is something that we don't typically see. Especially with Black men, you guys practice a whole bunch of emotional suppression. Like Black said, you know, you have to be the backbone, the strong person, because you don't cry with tears. But a lot of men actually shed some fucking tears. And I consider that a good thing. I see it as a positive. I see it as I love that this generation is growing and accepting and unlearning a lot of shit that we were doing. You know, people are dealing with... It's okay to feel. And I like that the men in this generation are realizing it's okay to feel, it's okay to express. And it doesn't make you weak. If you lost somebody who was an idol, somebody you look up to, it's okay to cry about that. It doesn't make you any less of a man than if you're somebody who doesn't cry about it. It actually shows that you are human and you do need that support. And you could have your weak moments without losing your whole self. So that's one unfortunate positive of Kobe's passing. Like, I was glad, really bad choice of word, but glad. I was glad to see our men coping with it openly and asking for help and just showing that, you know, showing vulnerability. And this is something that the generation before us, they wasn't fucking with it. Like, they were not even.
And I just feel like Kobe, the thing with Kobe that really even got me was that, you know, not only was he a role model for most of us, you know what I mean? Remember, he's only 6 years older than us, you know what I mean? So we literally grew up watching him, you know what I mean? So he, within a sense, he was perfect, you know what I mean? He already did his 20 years of work, retired at 38, filthy rich, beautiful wife, beautiful kids, healthy. You understand? And he don't got to work no more.
Now really
he
good role model, too.
Now he chilling, doing his business shit, yeah. Traveling, take care of his kids. He was doing everything that we wish we could do at that age. You understand? Mm-hmm. Or at some age that we're inspiring to fucking
with
do.
With such humility, too.
So like. I just feel like for most dudes that probably didn't have fathers or father figures in their life, I feel like Kobe and some other folks as well, but Kobe was one of those dudes that you could look at and kind of want to get some influence from and get some engagement from the way he did things, because the way he moved was, you know, very wise, very smooth, and you know, the Kobe death was
all right, but like, all right, in the wake of Kobe death, y'all know Well, if you don't know, Gayle King interviewed Lisa Leslie or whatever, mm-hmm. and brought up some past discretions or whatever from Kobe's life. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's wrong to speak negative on the dead, even though like they're not here to defend themselves? Or even if it might be true or whatever, is it wrong to speak negatively on the dead when like it was a time frame past where those questions could have been arose or whatever, but now they just bring it up because somebody's gone and can't defend themselves?
Yes.
So now, is it wrong? I have a theory about what Gayle did. I'm pretty sure mostly I won't fuck with it because people had a big emotional reaction. In terms of timing and placement, it was bad. However, from a journalistic perspective, and a lot of journalists that I follow, and you know, I was doing some research on this and just kind of going through the reactions, a lot of journalists said she didn't necessarily do that because she was shading Kobe. She was doing that on a big platform across the table from his friend to ask that question specifically so the friend could defend him publicly and say what is it that was necessary to be said to shut it down. Because Lisa Leslie was like, he went to trial, it was acquitted, leave it as that. And I just could understand that maybe this could be one of the reasons she asked it, just to give her the chance to have that shutdown.
But she kept digging. She didn't have that.
To. No, that was the last thing Lisa said. That's the last thing Lisa said.
But what's the point of bringing Gayle it up? Kept digging after
because
that.
I think she was trying to coerce the.
No, but Gayle, Gayle kept saying you wasn't there with him. You wasn't. These are her words. These are her words.
Okay.
What's the point of bringing it up?
Point two. Before these interviews, these people most times know the questions. They know what we're gonna bring up. They know that she's going to be debriefed on what's going to happen. And you have the choice to say, I don't want to talk about this, I don't want to talk about that. Which is one of the reasons a lot of journalists was like, that was actually partially intentional. However, with her, Gayle's demeanor and the timing of it and the sensitivity of it and just the fact that it was even a rape charge that was dismissed, people wouldn't see it and accept it like that. It's like it was just bad.
I'm going to say this. There's a term that we use when people die. And it's called rest in peace. And that's exactly what it is. When someone passes, you're supposed to allow them to rest in peace. There's no more time for tarnishment, for blame, for questioning, for anything. That person cannot defend themselves. Mm-hmm. They're not going through nothing. He's not in the ground yet. His family's still mourning. Remember, this is not an old man that died in the bed from fucking sleeping. He was 78. He had a snoring problem or something like that. This is a guy 41, healthy, in fucking shape, with beautiful kids, worked 20 years already. The guy ain't even rest in peace yet. Mm-hmm. And here you're talking about some negative shit for some views or for an angle or for whatever you was trying to do it for. It was wrong. It was disgusting. You can't validate it in any way, shape, or form. It was wrong. Gayle was wrong. She knows she was wrong.
Absolutely.
She acknowledged she was wrong. It was wrong. It's wrong to do. We all have people that passed away.
She blamed
and
the network.
Yeah, but that shit corny because cleanups is corny. You shouldn't have did it from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. You know
you shouldn't have did it from the beginning. You should have just let that man rest in peace. That's it. His funeral is on the 24th and you know.
Especially like if it's not fresh. Like I said, it's so much time went by when and Kobe is doing all full out interviews and everything. Right. So if you felt like that, ask him questions like that. When right. Like, don't try to tarnish his legacy now. Like I said, things he built and what he is great. To the black community. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a good father. Right. He's an entrepreneur.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He did his basketball. Right. It's over. Now he's a pillar of the community. But now like in his death, you trying to tear him down.
Right.
Now you're speaking about something from like 2003 or something.
And that's
like,
just what, and
when he
you
was
know,
a kid. You know what I'm saying? And he was acquitted in law.
What so actually now, makes it worse is that's what Gayle and Oprah does to black men. That's what they do is they go after black men and they tarnish their name and they bring them down. And it's just sad that it only come from from those powerful black women. That's the sad part. Because it, you know, if it was somebody else doing it, cool. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying cool, like it's acceptable. It's expected that's what you do. You understand? But not us. We not supposed to do us like that.
To a positive role model.
Nah, you're not.
To somebody who put on for the community. You know what I'm saying?
We're not supposed to do us like that. There's no way to, you know, there's no way to clean that one up. We're not supposed to do us like that.
I agree.
Not to me.
You finally agree?
I never said I didn't disagree. What the fuck?
I'm playing with you. All right, well, let's liven it back up, man. We got a little, we had to speak on Kobe. R.I.P. Kobe, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's wrap it up, man. Tanya. Throw them she shout outs out, baby girl.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who tuned in. Thank you guys for the patience of waiting for the past 2 weeks. Shout out to everybody who came to my birthday celebration and turned up with me and showed me some love. I appreciate you guys so much. Shout out to everybody who still is supporting me. People supporting Body Out Tang. I'm working on some new stuff for you guys. It's gonna be coming in the next 2 months. Shout out to my Nico, Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. Get y'all washes. My boy been working overtime, so giving some more work. Shout out to the team. Thank you guys for coming and fucking me up on my birthday.
You're welcome.
I really can't remember shit. But thank you guys for the love and the support. See y'all next week.
Craven Moorhead, Facebook, Handsome15, Instagram. Just shout out to everybody who tuned in. I'm saying like, share. You already know the vibes. See y'all next week. RSVP for my man, Black Success Birthday Bash. Amadeus is a big spot, so a lot more y'all could come in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
serious.
It's free.
Yeah, free.
We ain't asking you for nothing. You can walk right in, beloved. Act like it's my birthday. Word up. Do it again for me, man.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And I see y'all next week, man. Y'all stay blessed, stay positive, stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And we'll holler, baby.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yo, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, I Am Black Success. I'm touching my shit like I got waves or something, but I'm bald. Yeah. I just want to say, once again, you know, rest in peace to Ryan, my man Mex, daughter from Staten Island. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Nick, 2940 West 31st Street. Y'all already know what it is, 2940 with two nines on me. And if Kobe death and these other deaths haven't influenced you to do anything else, I would just say life is short. Live it up. Do your thing. Whatever you want, go for it. Do it. You know, live life, man. Take a chance. Gamble. Roll them dice. You understand? Because tomorrow's not promised. You know what I mean? And that's just the real. So, yeah, we're going to live. We're going to do our thing. And we're going to party hard because we here. We should be happy to be here. You know what I mean? Be happy you got a job. Be happy you got a roof over your head, wherever it's at. You know, we got to be grateful for the little things. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a lot of people fucked up out here, really. A lot of people fucked up. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. I wish everybody luck. Don't have too much pride to ask for help. Y'all already know what it is. My birthday bash is going down Saturday, March 7th. It's a day party. Everybody free between 3 and 5. Just RSVP on IAmBlackSuccess.eventbrite.com. And you'll be on the list and you can walk right in, no charge at all. Walk right in, enjoy yourself. And if you know me, you already know what it's going to be. It's going to be a bottle fest. It's going to be disgusting. If you want a section, you want to be next to your boy, just hit me, DM me. It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be nasty. We're doing everything in there. I'm telling you, I have a few outfits, but I think I'm going with this one. I think I got one that I really like. But I think I'm going to change twice. This night, I think I'm going to change twice. I think I'm going to wear something between 3 and 7 and then something else between 7 and 10. Not because I want to, because I'm forced. So I have too many outfits, and these companies are telling me they want me to wear it. They want people to see what's going on in my closet. So I got to put it out there. I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Birthday Bash, March 7th. We out of here. Brown Holy Water. See you next Sunday, 7 p.m. We out.
We out? It's off?
My name. Eyes burning, Black.
Yeah, we off, right? Yep.
Hell yeah. You got my eyes burning too, son.
Pardon. I couldn't smoke in
the car. My virgin lungs?
I couldn't smoke in the car. I
smoke altogether, so.
I wasn't allowed to smoke in the car, so.
I had so you're just going to fuck us up.
Yeah. I couldn't fuck her up. She,
thank you.
She thought the smoke was going to ruin her sneakers and her jacket, so.
Yeah, it's not
going to
jacket.
I couldn't smoke in the car. God. You know what I mean? Yo, you really want to go to what's the name?
Where?
Dubai.
Hell yeah. I never been to Dubai.
I'm going.
When?
April.
April when? You go,
I'm going
when?
Too.
15. You going too?
No, she. No, she.
You
not.
Could go.
She not going. April 15th to the 22nd.
I'll go. You busted, you got your flight?
Everything good.
For real? Mm-hmm. Why you just not telling me?
I just did it.
All right, you gotta talk to me and tell me. April 15th.
Magic doing the car show out there, so I'm gonna host that shit. And
April 15th to the 22nd.
Yeah,
damn, it's a whole week.
Yeah, that's your work week too, right?
Huh?
No. We leave the 15th to land. The hotel start on the 16th. That's why we leaving the 15th. It's a 12-hour flight.
I could probably do that though.
Let me know.
So you gotta tell me the prices.
The flight is only $8.
How much the hotel?
I got a single room, but you can stay with me.
Nah, you just said that. I can't stay with your room, man.
Double bed.
Oh, the room and everything is like
$1,500. Get my taxes, baby. I pay that right away. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm gonna go though. I never been, so I definitely.
Yeah, and that shit. The $1,500 paid for everything, yeah. ATVs, the safari, the everything. And the only thing it doesn't pay for is like two parties, a boat party and some other shit. But
parties, we magic. We paying for parties.
I mean, I'm not paying for anything. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm gonna have to pay. Oh, wow.
I'm not paying. You're not paying for nothing. If you were me,
I'm magic. I'm a street team.
Yeah.
Are you paying for that legacy party out there?
Nah, it's called the Dubai.
The experience.
Yeah. I think what's name is doing it too. Shout out Corey.
Yeah, Corey.
He's doing the Black Excellence party out there.
Ain't you doing Dubai too?
He does the Black.
The
same one.
I just can't go.
You're going
into a bunch of black people?
No, I'm not going. But, I got a discount code for it.
If it's a black accident, there should be a lot of black
people. I don't want to be out there with black people. Yeah. I want to be around Dubai here.
Thank you so much.
It's a nice experience.
Appreciate it. The chat is lit?
You
want to do it? I got you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sorry for smoking.
You're not sorry.
Oh, yeah. What's up, dude? I am sorry. Tell preach I said sorry. I'm going to send him money. Thank you.